On October 9th, the Taliban tried to kill a 14-year-old Pakistani girl and education activist. Mala Yousafzai was targeted because she promotes education for girls, which is against Taliban law. The attack on the girl on a crowded school bus horrified the people of Pakistan and people around the world. When the Taliban was criticized in the Pakistani media, it took on a defensive position, but this changed, and now journalists who've been reporting on the shooting and the aftermath are being targeted by the Taliban. Their names are on hit lists. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Bob Dietz, Asian Program Director for the Committee to Protect Journalists.
As the criticism mounted and continued, they began to denounce journalists as un-Islamic if they didn't support their move, or in some cases actually made genuine threats.
Now, they're using media tools that didn't used to be available to them.
You know, over the years, the Taliban have become media savvy. You can't really call them media friendly, but they certainly know how to make use of all these new digital platforms. There's a Facebook page, there are Twitter pages, there are websites.
Email blasts, correct?
Email blasts and everything. I mean, they would do what any other modern organization does in terms of outreach using digital platforms.
And so what was in their communications?
Initially, they were justifying what they did. And it's a very hard sell to almost anyone. And there was a very angry response from the general public and in the media. The media called on the government to deal with this problem, you know, to bring these people under control. And it's just wrong for this to be happening in Pakistan. After a while, they backed away from just sort of trying to argue their position or justify the murder of a 14-year-old girl. And then started to threaten journalists by calling them un-Islamic, by possibly putting them on hit lists, and just bring down a rain of threats upon their head. I have to say, Linda, for Pakistani journalists, threats, including death threats, are commonplace.
It seems that in 2010 and 2011, more journalists were killed in Pakistan than any other country.
That's right. And so far, five, possibly six, have been killed this year. And there was also a media worker, a driver for a TV crew who was also killed. It won't be the most deadliest country this year for journalists. Syria is going to take that award this year. But journalists in Pakistan are always under threat. This time, they responded by publicizing the threats and reacting angrily. It's something we've been encouraging them to do, and they have started to do more and more. In the past, journalists would keep the threats quiet, and they would keep them, only tell their employers or their best friends, or they would send out letters to friends. If I am killed, here's who I suspect killed me. And what they've done in this instance is to publicize these things. People saying, listen, I'm getting denounced by the Taliban. They're calling me un-Islamic. My name is on a hit list, and here's the letter from the chief of police and SWAT telling me so.
Mm-hmm. And CPJ says the best way to counter these threats is to report them.
To make them as public as possible, especially when they come in a torrent like this. It takes courage because, frankly, you know, just as you said, this is a very deadly country for journalists. And publicizing these things can only, at times, anger the people who are making the threats.
Now, what has the government done to ensure the safety of the journalists who are reporting on Malala?
Not much. They put some security around press clubs and where journalists congregate. They've offered a couple police protection, that is, you get someone to drive around with you in your car. But in effect, that isn't a very effective way of protecting people. In the past, people have been under protection and have been killed when the protection's been withdrawn, or they don't get the protection in the first place. I mean, a lot of journalists are walking around with death threats for years. They're not always acted on. But most of the cases in which journalists are targeted, killed in targeted killings in Pakistan, those journalists have been threatened first.
Can you give us an example of a journalist in Pakistan who's been threatened, what he, she has been writing about, and of the threats that they've gotten?
One who recently got in touch with us was a very flamboyant TV talk show host and a columnist named Hamid Mir. He said he was complaining that you get these steady stream of phone calls. Everyone's getting them now. And there's a media onslaught from the Taliban telling people to stop this. What they're doing is un-Islamic, which is a very serious threat in Pakistan. And just allowing this to hang in the air. If people don't know what sort of retaliation will be coming.
So what happened to him?
Hamid is still on air, and Hamid's publicized this, and in some ways he's leading the charge and sort of bringing about these, publicizing these threats and trying to get other people out there to speak about them. He's just letting it all hang out. I have to say, this time he seems to be taking the threats more seriously.
Bob Dietz is the Asian Program Coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.